The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And good morning. It is just a couple minutes after 10 a.m. here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Ryan Bonner with you here, but the man of the hour, Vince Siluzzi, is who you want to talk to. He's with WeFindYourCar.ca, CashForYourCar.ca. The latter will focus a lot on this show because, you know, it's just the type of situation we're in right now, supply chain issues. There's a huge demand for vehicles. We'll talk all about that, but that's, you know, CashForYourCar.ca. Vince is looking for your pre-owned vehicle that he can then get into somebody else's hands. We'll talk about why it may be the best time to sell a car or truck or van if you have it in great condition. But then if you're looking for something pre-owned, WeFindYourCar.ca is the best option for you there. And it really just starts quite easily by picking up the phone and calling Vince and his team at 905-875-4925 to get the ball rolling. But the way we started the show, outside of your phone calls at 416- 870-6400. If you have any questions for Vince, we always kind of start off with a look at what's going on out there in the world of the automobile, and also establishing again how Vince can help you. And Vince, how are you doing as we inch into December here?
Doing great, actually. We are still very busy with buying and selling vehicles. There's been no pre-Christmas slowdown that we've seen in the past, actually, over the years. Generally, at the end of November, start of December, the car industry can slow down a little bit as people focus their spending towards, you know, presents for their families. But that has not happened this year, as people are still focusing their efforts on getting, you know, that car, that elusive vehicle that they've been looking for maybe even up to a year. Product is still very hard to find. Inventories are very low and getting worse. And people's trade-ins are worth crazy money. So, wow. You know, if you have something to trade, you're in a good position. It's okay for you to technically overpay for something. If you don't have something to trade, you know, you're working effortlessly to find the best possible deal for yourself as prices have gone through the roof. But it's not just vehicles that have gone through the roof. I mean, I was having, you know, a lot of talks this week with people in my close network and just talking about how things have gone up three times in price, anything from facial cream to food to, you know, all sorts of things just going to your local stores these days. So I know that a lot of people in my network, their incomes haven't gone up three times as much. So everybody's doing the best job they can to look for the best possible deals. And when it comes to vehicles, well, we're your best one-stop source, whether you want to sell your vehicle and get the most for it, which a lot of people, a lot of listeners here from the radio show are taking advantage of, or trade in your car and buy a vehicle through us. Of course, that always comes along the lines of as long as we can find you the vehicle you want. And then obviously the third option, just buying a car from us. You don't have to have a trade-in, of course. You can buy a vehicle. We do carry a great inventory that Nick and I work very hard on to maintain, as it is difficult to get vehicles. Well, we've done a great job of finding the lowest possible prices throughout all of Canada. We're working endless hours to buy vehicles just for our inventory, and then all the hours we put in to find vehicles for people. So WeFindYourCar.ca, very easy website to use. You can go on and, you know, let us know if you want to sell us your car, trade in your car, and what you want to purchase, or just if you want to purchase something.
And, you know, there's a whole process involved. As you said, you're tirelessly working. Obviously, it's Saturday, so it's the weekend. Other people kind of hung up their hats for the remainder of the week, but you guys are still going at it. And to kick off that whole process, you know, somebody may be thinking, okay, I've got to slap down my credit card and there's a $20, $50, whatever fee off the top just to talk to you and get your thoughts on what I'm looking for or what I have. But that doesn't really apply here, just to make the connection with you. There's no money involved. Am I right on that front?
Correct. We're a completely free service, which most, you know, every car dealer should be, to give you information. Although we're a little bit different service, not just giving information, we're trying to either buy your car or sell your car. Now, doing the whole We Find Your Car service, where we're finding the car for you through one of our dealer auctions and trying to sell it to you, as hard as that is, I know there's listeners here that, you know, if they're listening to every show, they may have said, yeah, I gave Vince an option a month ago or 2 months ago. I haven't even heard from him. It's that difficult, where in the old days, you know, out of, say, if 100 people sent me requests to find cars, I could facilitate 70 of them probably within 1 to 4 weeks. Now, if I had 100 people looking for vehicles, you know, that I could probably facilitate 30% of those in 3 to 4 months. It's gotten
and that's
that
just
hard.
Reality. Yeah.
Yeah, it's reality, it's, but yeah. We're free.
Yeah. And it's, and, you know, as you said, somebody might be thinking like, okay, Vince, what are you actually doing right now? It's just the climate we're in. And that's why it's great. You know, I think everybody thinks in this day and age, especially the digital age, I can do it all myself online. It's not that hard, but you and the team are plugged into a whole network. You have the connections you've worked on for years, getting the vehicles, selling the vehicles, also with financing that you've established that most the average people out there do not have.
And that's totally correct. And speaking of that word financing, and I don't mean to go off topic, a lot of dealers out there are forcing you to take financing in order just to sell you a car. There's a Honda dealership that I have a relationship with where I've referred a few people for some new cars that I can't sell a brand new car direct to somebody, but I can refer them to a dealership if I know somebody, you know, and stay out of the transaction, so to speak. Not that I do that. So please, if there's radio listeners here listening today, don't call me asking me for my new car Honda contact. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is they are now only selling new cars to people who will finance. They will not sell you a car cash at this one specific, and it's a big Honda store. And I'll explain to the listeners why. When people finance through us, there's a little box that we tick off stating that the customer is aware that the dealership may be getting a reserve back from the bank. And reserves can range anywhere from $100 to $1,000, where the banks are paying back the dealerships a small amount of money of that the profit that they make in the financing. It's been going on forever. It's just another way for dealerships to make a little bit of money, because when we do a finance deal, we are giving you the product and we are not paid for it from the bank. So we have to pay employees, you know, to do the paperwork part of it. We have bookkeepers behind the scenes. We have to maintain records for 7 years. And then eventually the bank pays us the money for the vehicle, which could be anywhere from 1 day to 6 days. So our money is being tied up, could be, you know, $1 million tied up. And you think about not making interest on $1 million. So really these small reserves, as much as they are profits, they do go against, most of the reserve goes against what our expenses are. But there's still a little bit extra left over in the kitty, so to speak. So now, because dealers have such low volume of vehicles to sell, they don't want cash deals. They need every deal to be a finance deal in order to maximize their profits right now. And the higher the interest rate that is given to you, the larger the reserve that is paid to the dealership. So keep that in mind out there. It is not against the law for a dealership to do that. They can, it's their product to sell, and they can choose what type of deal they want as long as they're upfront about it. You know, nothing has been misrepresented. So there is the chance that you can only take a finance deal in order to buy a vehicle, whether even if it's a brand new car right now.
But I was going to stress, you know, but that's why it's important for people to do their research and talk to, you know, different dealerships, give you a call, kind of just cover off all the bases.
Yeah. So if you're buying a car from us at wefindyourcar.ca, we are not forcing anybody to take financing if they're brokering a car through us. So, and when I say forcing, I mean, whether you want to buy car cash or finance, it's the same price. So we're not looking to make the extra money. The extra money is just a bonus if we provide financing, but I provide extremely low rates for our listeners here, you know, starting at, I think, 4.99%, where the reserves are next to nothing. If we offered 6.99%, which is the going rate with a lot of dealers out there, that's where they can make anywhere from, say, $500 to $1,000 back on a reserve, which is a, you know, as much as we make on a car sometimes. So they're doubling their profit margins, which in essence is doubling their inventory. So it, let's say a dealership normally carries 100 cars, a used car dealership. Now in today's economy, they're down to 50. Well, if they're forcing everybody to take financing and they're making double the profit margin, well, even if they only sell 50 cars instead of 100 cars, well, they're making the same profits that they used to pre-COVID. And that's the tactic that unfortunately they have to do. And it's not that they're bad people. They're just trying to survive. And I've explained that on the phone. So a lot of people that are frustrated with this new, you know, dealers want financing, are forcing us to take financing. You know, we can't find a car. They have the car we want. And I said, listen, they're just trying to survive. It's not about trying to, you know, you obviously have the choice to not take the deal. No one's forcing you to do it. But they have the product that no one else has. So if you want it, you know, essentially you're paying an extra $500 to $1,000 in financing charges, I guess. But or if you don't, you know, need the financing, so to speak. But it is what it is. That's what it's come to.
There's really nothing untouched by the supply chain issue, is there? As you said off the top of the show, you know, it's not just cars, it's produce, it's Christmas toys. Everything has just kind of been turned upside down, and people have to take a new approach to things.
They do. So it's okay to spend more. You just got to be smart how you spend more. You know, maybe people are doing things less or buying less items. They can still buy items, but maybe they're buying half the normal items they do, so they can spend double. I mean, it's no different when it comes to buying a car. Maybe you have to lower your budget from a vehicle that used to be $40,000 to a car that's got to be $30,000, which is now going for $40,000. So there's still a lot of nice $30,000 car is going for $40,000, even if you can't afford the $40,000 car that's not going for $50,000. I mean, there's always ways, smart ways around it. Don't go beyond your means. This will end one day. It may be 6 months. It may be 2 years. We don't know. But in the end, you know, all this COVID-related disaster that, you know, the fallout has happened, things will get better. I mean, things are not going to get worse. They prices have gone up worldwide on everything. You know, we're maintaining. We've seen a little price decrease in the car industry in the last month. Nothing crazy, but again, a little roller coaster ride compared to the last show when I was on approximately a month ago. And so prices have come down maybe 5%, which is great. You know, we don't want to just keep seeing everything go up, right? We want to see up, down, up, down, up, down during this. And we are definitely the people to come to if you're looking to buy or sell your vehicle, applying for financing, if you want a cash deal. We do those to our listeners, for our listeners. So again, come to us, check out our info. It's free.
Well, and as Vince says, everything kind of oscillates. It goes up, it goes down, you know, it's constant state of movement and flux. But that's why you need to connect with somebody who's aware of when things move up and when they shift. And that's where Vince Ulucci comes in handy. You can give him a shout anytime, 905-875-4925. But in a second, we'll talk to Vince a little further about cashforyourcar.ca, how that whole process works. And again, based on what you just heard, if you have any questions about that, you want to get a pre-owned vehicle or would like to put one into Vince's hands, give us a call here. We're live this morning, 416-870-6400. WeFindYourCar.ca on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
That's right, it is, and it's just a couple minutes shy of 10:20, and we are live here this Saturday morning. WeFindYourCar.ca, Ryan here with you, but more importantly, Vince Ulucci from that and CashForYourCar.ca. It felt like a splash of Christmas music there, I think. We're kind of in that season. It's our early Christmas special here on the show, I guess you could call it, Vince. And if anybody has any questions, not about Christmas stuff, but hey, if you're getting a pre-owned vehicle for a loved one as a Christmas gift, Vince can help you out with that. The market's a little crazy right now with the supply chain issues, but definitely talk to him. Doesn't cost you anything to call into the show here right now, 416-870-6400 to ask Vince your questions. Is now a good time to buy a pre-owned vehicle? A couple of months from now, can you find exactly what you're looking for? Give us a shout here. We'll talk about it. Of course, you can always talk to him privately, 905-875-4925. Doesn't cost you a dime to start the process, to consult with him and kind of pick his brain. But the opposite approach, where you buy somebody a pre-owned vehicle or find it for them, the opposite is cashforyourcar.ca, where you take their vehicle, it's in good condition, and you trade it in. They can do a kind of a cash deal there. Vince, how does that whole process start?
So before I get into Cash for Your Car, because this is our last show of 2021, and in case I don't forget at the end, because we always get a lot of calls, just want to wish everybody happy holidays and a great new year. We will be back, obviously, in the beginning of January, but be safe, everybody, and definitely enjoy the time with your family and friends. There's no snow on the ground today, so I don't want to jinx that with the holiday cheer yet, because We want to keep the ground nice and clean for the rest of December for the car industry. But yeah, cashforyourcar.ca has become a very vital part of our business. I mean, we started that a long time ago, just like We Find Your Car, where we've always said, hey, we'll buy your car for cash. You don't have to buy a car from us. A lot of dealers back in the day did not want your cars. They wanted you to buy a car. And it was almost like a headache for them to have to take your trade-in. They just wanted to sell your car, make their money, and move on. They didn't want to overpay for your trade. Well, now every one of those dealers out there all want to overpay for your trade. But don't forget, WeFindYourCar.ca and CashForYourCar.ca has always wanted to overpay for your trade. So come to us first, because we deserve that. there's a lot of great options we have here at CashForYourCar.ca to get you top dollar. And a lot of the listeners that have been coming to us know the main system I've been using, which is you quickly bring your car here, as long as you're within the GTA. If not, I have other ways of doing it, but that's the best way. It takes me about 2 to 5 minutes. I take pictures of your car and I upload it to a large online auction site where you have a lot of those U.S. buyers. We can't just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-US-BUYER, come buy my car. we have the ability to present your vehicle in front of these, men and women paying top dollar to export your car down to the U.S. And all we're looking for to make is generally we wash out with about $500. I never hide what we make. It's minimal, but we do volume. And, I think within the last 3 weeks, there must have been, I can't say, at least 100 emails or leads of people asking us or phone calls, how much will you pay me for your car? Everybody's interested, right? Because
sure.
If you have another vehicle. A lot of people are working from home. They have two vehicles. They're barely driving one of them, paying insurance on it, sometimes making payments on it. Well, why carry that car? Sell the car, get top dollar for it, put that in your coffers, use that equity to pay for all the extra things from dental floss to toothpaste these days that have gone up in price. And when cars come back down in price and maybe you need a vehicle again based on the world changing back to normality, then you can buy a car cheaper. And you might pocket anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000 or more. So it is a smart time just to sell us your car, even if you don't need to buy another car. And I'll make sure that I get you top dollar, where we definitely are making a small profit, but it's almost a consignment deal, for say, where we're doing all the work. It doesn't cost you anything. We don't charge you a penny, and we maximize what your car is worth and put that money directly into your coffers, and it's ASAP. Now, what is the charge or the upfront fees or cost to do that? It's zero. We start with a consultation to make sure we're on the same page and tell you this is approximately what we can give you for your car. The next step is easy. If you're happy with that amount, if I say your car is worth $20,000 to $22,000 and you're ecstatic about that, you bring the car in, it gets uploaded to our online auction site. The next morning I'll have the money for you and your final figure. It goes that quick.
Beautiful, beautiful. And if anybody has any questions about the process, or, we can open it up to, this is our kind of antique roadshow part of the show where, you can do an on-air appraisal. You can give us a shout here live at 416-870-6400, and you can get on the line and talk to Vince about what you have. Again, we're not looking for something, holes poking through in the floorboards or a kind of rust pattern starting to emerge. We're talking the kind of recent vehicles and it's still pretty good condition. And for the fact that the whole process doesn't cost anything to start, it's a stress reliever for those individuals who have been trying to sell maybe on their own or thinking, it's something I can do, get it up there online somewhere and handle the process intimately myself. But if you've ever tried to sell something on the small scale, like under a value of $100, it can be tough to navigate that whole system. People coming to check it out and asking questions, and your process kind of takes it off of their hands.
Yeah, well, and selling something with a large value is very complicated, especially if you have a lien or it's on a lease. My barber, I was just there last week, he's leasing a new BMW, and one of his clients is the salesperson he buys the BMW dealer from. Well, they just offered him $10,000 equity to buy out his lease, and he went and did the math, and he had put $30,000 down. This is a high-end X5, and he looked and said, well, I'm going to lose $20,000. I've only had the car 6 months, and they came back and then said, we'll give you $25,000 equity instead of $10,000. How did they jump $15,000 like that? Were they looking to pocket $15,000? That's where our service is great. He could have he's keeping his car, by the way, but if he came to me, for example, I would just post it. I would get the top dollar and, you know, keep a small portion for here for Parkway Auto Trade and cashforyourcar.ca and offer him the rest. I wouldn't have started at 10 and then jumped to the 25. I would have given him the 25 right off the start. And so if you deal with us, we're going to give you one value. We're not going to come back if you say no the next day and offer you $10,000 more. And then you're scratching your head saying, what are these guys up to?
What kind of negotiation is that? Yeah.
Well, but that's what dealers are doing. And you know what? They're not wrong in trying. Again, they're low on inventories. Yeah. They're trying. If they normally would sell 20 cars in a week and they're only selling three, even if they were making $2,000 a car, they're short $50,000 in profit that week, that large BMW dealer. So they've got to recoup it. And they have a right to try their best to recoup as much as possible. They're not doing anything wrong by offering him the $10,000, but when he laughed at that, they quickly jumped their bid because now they just want to make something, you know. But they were, you know, they went for, I guess, you know, a huge profit margin. But here, if anyone's used our service, they know that if we've offered you an amount, unless you tell us, hey, I need $1,000 more. We will try to get you that $1,000 more, but it's not where we've offered you $10,000 and the next day offer you $15,000 more. That won't happen here. So trust us. Don't try doing it privately on your own. You're not going to be putting your vehicle in front of the top bidders. Those U.S. buyers don't have time to buy private sales. You're just going to be dealing with, you know, local Canadians still looking for deals and that are going to negotiate with you. Our service is great. If you have a car that is not essentially for export, we're paying top dollar for anything that we can put in our inventory to sell to Canadians. You know, if you just have, say, a Honda Accord, that's not a high export car, but it's still worth real good money right now in the Canadian marketplace. Doesn't hurt to try us out, cashforyourcar.ca or wefindyourcar.ca. Both websites will allow you to try to sell us your vehicle. And it's also a quick phone call to 905-875-4925, where we'll gladly help you with that right over the phone.
Beautiful. And you can also call us right now. We're here live on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. A nice, cool Saturday morning here at 416-870-6400. We have a couple of callers waiting in the wings. Vince, you want to jump to them? Beautiful. Yep. Excellent. Let's do it. We'll say good morning. Our first call of the show is Jay in Mississauga. Jay, what do you have for Vince?
I got a 2016 Ford Escape SE, four-wheel drive.
Okay.
Got about 165 on it.
So you have a vehicle with, you know, high mileage for its age. But again, it's still worth a lot more today than it would have been 3 years ago. Whether you're happy or not with the value I'm about to give you is another story. But everything's worth more, even high mileage cars like Jay's car here. Now, Jay, do you have any of these options I'm going to quickly ask you about? Leather navigation or the panoramic sunroof?
I got panoramic sunroof and navigation, no leather.
Okay. Just taking a drink of water. My voice is...
it's the dry air. It's that Christmas air.
Okay, give me 1 minute here. And which motor do you have? Do you have the 2 liter or the smaller motor?
1.6.
But all wheel drive. Why so much mileage? Where are you driving?
Well, I bought it with high mileage on it and I put about 20,000 on it.
Oh, so you've only had it a short time. And so why would you be looking to get rid of it so quick? Just curious.
I don't like to drive. I'm a tall guy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of a little smaller for me.
Got it. Not the right car for you.
No.
I mean, it's a little tougher when we get real high mileage on cars that are not that old, but I'm thinking in my world, that car is worth somewhere around $12,000 to me. For you to sell it yourself, probably $14,000 to $15,000 in the private market. Sometimes we list them on these online auction sites. This isn't one of those extreme desirable everybody's going to overpay for because you have a car that's, you know, close to 200,000 kilometers. So even local Canadian dealers, this isn't, you know, the most desirable seller. But in the old days, it'd been worth $7,000. And you know, I'm sure because you've only had it a short time, it's not going to be a great situation to get out of. But that's the range on what it's worth, Jay.
Yeah. The other thing is I still owe payments on it.
Yeah, we take care of the, like, how much is your loan for right now? Do you know approximately?
Right now, I have about 14 left to pay on it.
Yeah, so let's say you sold it to myself and we gave you $12,000. You would have to give us a difference of $2,000 to get out of the car, walk away from the car you don't like, or you can try listing it privately on your own and trying to get the $14,000. It's not going to be an easy thing for you to do, but if you have the time, you have a car, you know, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you can't keep driving it. And then if you don't have any success selling it, you can always get in touch with us, okay?
All right, sounds good.
No problem.
Beautiful. Thanks. Thanks for the call there, Jay. And the number to get in touch with Vince and Co. is 905-875-4925. Yeah, everybody has a personal preference for vehicles, Vince, and it's all about kind of figuring out the right one for you. And that's where you come in handy, is being able to pivot them. Maybe they say, hey, clean plate here, clean slate, help me kind of figure out what I want, or they know what they want and you can help them find that vehicle for them somewhere in the Toronto, the GTA, across Canada. We'll discuss more about that. We have more calls coming in east of the city, north of Toronto. We have Scott, we have Anthony, we have others. Hold on the line. Give us a shout, 416-870-6400. We'll be back to your calls here and more. WeFindYourCar.ca, Global News Radio, 640 Toronto. One moment.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
And we are back at it here, 10:38. We're live this Saturday morning, the start of the Christmas season here, early December. Ryan with you, as is Vince Cilluzzi from WeFindYourCar.ca. Getting you the pre-owned vehicle that you want. You get to sit in the virtual chair and tell Vince exactly what you're looking for. The make, the model, the year, the color, everything. And it's Vince's job to go out and find it for you, even in this tight vehicular market we're in due to supply chain issues, the pandemic. Things are a little different than what they traditionally are, but Vince is as plugged in as ever into the whole process. The best guy to guide you from start to finish and take some of the stress off your shoulders. Doesn't cost you anything to start the whole process with him. Give him a call, 905-875-4925, and he can guide you every step of the way. I've been through the process myself and getting the vehicle. He's amazing. And then on the flip side, cashforyourcar.ca. You have a vehicle and you want to get it into his hands and get some money in return. We all know we could use some money around the Christmas season. He can do that for you as well and work with you on that. So again, 905-875-4925. And yeah, taking your calls here live, 416-870-6400. Got a couple of people waiting in the wings there, Vince. We can jump to them and find out what they have.
Definitely. Let's do it.
Excellent. Beautiful. So we'll say good morning to Anthony in Newmarket, and Anthony, we'll find out what you have for Vince here. What is it?
Hi, Vince. Good morning, guys.
I
have a 2017 Dodge Ram. It's
okay.
The Big Horn package.
Okay.
It has 173,000, roughly about 450 kilometers on it.
And is it a diesel or gas?
No, this is a gas 5.7 liter Hemi.
I don't know what it is with the callers today, Ryan, but they all like to drive a lot of mileage.
Yeah, well, I'm a handyman, so I've been doing a lot of kilometers with work from Toronto all the way down Toronto, all the way to Barrie. I'm all over the place. So that's,
got it. And do you have is it a quad cab or a crew cab? Is it the full big four-doors?
It's the full big four-door. I got it for the family, and it's a 5.6 bed in the back.
Okay, got it. I mean, trucks are worth crazy money. They're the number one, we've talked about this on the show, selling vehicle, the number one exported vehicle to the States are Jeeps and trucks. So your vehicle is worth 5,000 to 8,000 more than it ever should be or was in the past. And right now I'm going to peg that vehicle at $22,000 to $25,000 in my, you know, U.S. export marketplace.
Okay, not bad at all. Because I still have, it's on a 7-year finance. And again, I got like 3 years to burn, so.
Yep, we can always pay off the financing, get you the top dollar. A lot of people are going to be surprised when the exporting stops, like the vehicle like this with high mileage, and when you get closer to 200,000, you're going to be like, oh, Vince offered me 22 to 25, and it's going to be worth 10 to 14 come a year from now. So just be careful. Try to find that sweet spot and sell it at the right time, okay?
Definitely. Now, if I want to go into another truck, how do I get into another truck? Because I know these trucks are very hard to get because I'm a handyman. I need a vehicle.
If you wanted a used one, you can simply hire me, which costs nothing when I say hired, to, in the meantime, try to find you that right truck. And, you know, outside of this radio show, we can talk budgets, what you want. And that's what, you know, my specialty is. So you can take advantage of the big trade-in and get yourself into a newer, lower mileage vehicle, you know. But yeah, those prices are going to be up as well. So it's kind of a, you know, I call it advantage disadvantage, but you have a high mileage truck, and come when prices drop, high mileage vehicles are not going to be desirable. They're going to drop bigger than lower mileage vehicles. So I'm warning a lot of people that when you know, right now, 150 to 200,000 kilometers on a truck is not a lot, but come a year from now, they're going to be worth a lot less than vehicles with, say, 50 to 80,000 kilometers, which are going to be abundant one day. Not for a while, though. So just keep an eye on that. Okay, Anthony?
I will. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. All right. Great call. Thank you, Anthony. And yeah, to connect directly with Vince outside of the show, 905-875-4925. It sounds like you two may have a lot to talk about. And you know, it's you're driving a car, riding a car, you're riding the vehicular stock market of a sorts when trying to figure out the best time to buy and sell. And that's what Vince is here to help you do. And we'll jump to another call. We have a couple here. Sticking with the truck theme for the moment, let's jump to Andy. And on the 401 there, what do you have for Vince, Andy?
Hi, Vince. It's a 2019 Ram Warlock. It's got leather, navy, it's got everything in it, it's a sunroof. It's mint condition. It's got 71,000, approximately 72,000 kilometers on it.
That vehicle there, that one's going to take me a bit more time. I know the vehicle, I know what it is, but it's not a number. I'm going to have to do a bunch of research on my U.S. auction sites, Andy. So I'm hoping we can get to talk to you after the show. If you can leave your number with the, you know, the person, the call screener there, I have to talk to you after the show. I don't even want to give you an approximate right now. It's going to be way off because I haven't bought one of these yet this year. I know what it is, but I'm going to contact my U.S. buyers direct and get you a real firm number on that, okay?
Okay, appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, beautiful. Thanks for the call there, Andy. And the number to connect with Vince, 905-875-4925. And you can easily look up that phone number and connect with them through cashforyourcar.ca. And yeah, Vince, as you said, you know, sometimes you can do some quick math here on the show, but you know, other things you need to kind of plug into your connections and do some further digging to really get down and drill down on the exact number.
I can always give an approximate, but something like that, if he's seriously looking to sell it, I do have some U.S. buyers that I actually can just text direct. They're not the whole marketplace, but they're, you know, they give me a real good idea what the marketplace is down there, and I can do some online research on the U.S. auction sites to see what a Warlock is bringing. It's just a unique version of a Ram truck. It's nothing extremely special, but it might be worth $4,000 or $5,000 more than a regular one. So I don't want to give him the wrong info, and it takes me, you know, 5-10 minutes worth of work to give him a better value when the show's over. But speaking of us buying your vehicle, and you know, when we talk about selling you a vehicle as well, credit situations are all over the place right now. We find a lot of people have unfortunately had some issues during COVID with maybe missing payments for a couple months or 3 months and lost their jobs but found new opportunities. We always have people, you know, that unfortunately are in the situation of possibly going through divorces or separations. And the banks are not very forgiving with giving car loans to people that have issues with credit. So please come to us first. We've got some great, great banks we've dealt with for many, many years that are willing to give people, you know, not necessarily a second chance, but a chance at not much higher of a rate than what the prime rates are right now. So our subprime interest rates start at 7.99 and up. You're talking anywhere from $30 to $50 more a month than what anyone would pay that has A1 credit. So whether you've gone through a proposal, a bankruptcy, collections, or just some little minor hiccups, we're going to get you the lowest possible rate. I'm not going to submit your application to 100 banks and, you know, have all these hits against your credit bureau, because that's another major negative. We're going to submit to one or two banks max and get you a great rate and then put you hopefully into a vehicle that we have to sell you. So we're not just a bank that can loan money. We have to also be the ones to sell you the car. But I'm a great place to start with to find out where you're sitting. Again, dealers are offering really high rates out there. The higher the rate, the bigger the reserve, as we talked about at the start of the show. So you want to make sure you get an honest, true rate what you qualify for. We're the ones to do that with. You can fill in an online credit app at wefindyourcar.ca. Or you can call me direct at 905-875-4925, and I'll take your application right over the phone. You're not paying me up front. You're not signing any bills of sale. You're not committing to a car, no deposits. We're just going to get you into a great position. So we are the credit specialists. We always have been. It's why we started WeFindYourCar.ca 13 years ago, was mainly to help people with bad credit. And, excellent. You know, there was a lot of dealers taking advantage of people, and we had some great interest rates to offer, and we still do today.
Well, and I know I think you're connecting with us from the office today. I can hear all the noise in the background, people talking, and work happening. So you're definitely in a busy time. You said it's not slow like it usually is in years past.
No, the phones are ringing off the hook here. Like Nick's got four or five lines going at once, and that's who you're hearing in the background. But we're doing the show remotely. Here at our dealership, during COVID, we can't, we used to go into the radio show.
Exactly.
And do it. But again, our phone number here is 905-875-4925. And you can also go on our website, wefindyourcar.ca, and our phone number is always there for those of you that can't write it down.
Beautiful. Those are the numbers there. And I think we might take a quick jump here too. There we go. You hear that, Vince? You hear that?
Oh, yeah, he's coming.
He's a jolly man. He's coming. He's doing laps right now. Don't be naughty. Be nice. Vince is nice. You want to deal with him. But, Santa's getting ready. He's stretching his legs, getting the reindeer out, training them. This is the time. Best time to call Vince right now. The market's hot and cold in different ways in the auto sector, and Vince kind of has his finger on the pulse there. Give him a shout anytime, 905-875-4925. We'll squeeze in a couple more calls here. We'll get Scott waiting in the wings next, Jenny and others. So give us a shout here live, 416-870-6400. It's cashforyourcar.ca, wefindyourcar.ca with Vince Luzzi, and the place is Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You are listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
That's right. Vince is to the left of me. I'm on the right side. We're gathered by the fire. Come join us. And those are the numbers that call us here at the radio station. Apparently, I've been giving them out too quickly, so I apologize. The big voice man can do it at a better pace. 416-870-6400. And Vince, we have a couple of callers here we can jump to if you're ready to rock on that.
Not much
beautiful
time left. Let's go.
Let's do it. Okay, and I'll just say Scotty, he couldn't hold on, but he had a 2015 Genesis with 115,000 kilometers on it.
Have to talk to him after the show on that one.
Beautiful. There we go. And to call him Scott, it's 905-875-4925. Well, let's jump to, looks like we have another truck here with Bill in Toronto. And Bill, what is it that you have for us here in the truck world?
Yeah, I've got a 2016. Actually, I got it in 17. It's an F-150 5-liter, and I'm just wondering what it's worth. It's got a sunroof and a...
Yeah, and which trim level is it?
It's the, I believe it's the 205A.
And no, is it like an XLT?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
And is it an extended cab or a super crew? And how many kilometers do you have?
There's 30,000 kilometers. It's like the full-on big double cab, and it's got the short box.
You only have 30,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
Wow. If you're actually looking, if you're actually looking to sell this truck, get in touch with me after the show because it's going to be worth a lot of money to our U.S. bidders. It's got extreme low mileage. 2015. 30,000 kilometers only. I mean, this truck could be worth still $35,000, which is just unheard of in our current marketplace, and it could be worth more. We rarely see anything with such low mileage. So $35,000 to $37,000 is what I think it's worth.
Really? Or do you think I should just keep it forever?
No, don't keep it because you're barely using it. Cash out. Buy a truck in another year when you can get $10,000, $20,000 off a new one again. You'll thank me later. And it's not because I'm trying to make my $500. You're in an ideal situation where you're barely using the vehicle. Rent a vehicle for now when you need one, if you need one. But cash out of this truck, you're going to get $10,000, $15,000 more today than you will a year, 2 years from now. It's an extreme high demand, low mileage truck. It's just my advice to you. We'll have to take the next call because we only got one minute left.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bill, and to really connect with Vince, cashforyourcar.ca. Let's sneak Jenny in here. And Jenny, what do you have for Vince Cilucci?
Hey, Jenny. What do you have? Hi, we have 1 minute left.
Oh, sorry. We have a Hyundai Elantra here, 105,000 kilometers, 2017.
Okay. It's not one of those cars that's worth crazy money right now. I'll just give you a really quick idea. How many? You said 105,000 kilometers?
Yeah, 105,000.
Probably worth somewhere around $8,000 to $10,000. But thanks, Jenny, for the call, okay?
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks for the call there, Jenny. Appreciate it. And, you know, to others, Eugene, others waiting on the line. Eugene, as a 2009 Lexus, Vince, you know, not getting the specifics on that, but is that within the wheelhouse of something you can work with?
We're not looking for older vehicles. Like an 09 Lexus, if it had like 70, 80,000 kilometers, no rust, you know what I mean? It could be worth something still in our marketplace, but we're generally looking for vehicles 2015 and newer to all the listeners. Unless it's a sports car, then we can go a bit older. But again, if you have a truck, a Jeep, any type of SUV, anything unique to what we say is what the U.S. market's looking for, call us here at 905-875-4925, or even easier, go to wefindyourcar.ca or cashforyourcar.ca and just fill out a form and I'll get back to you, whether it be today or Monday. We're going to get an influx of people every time we do a show, so please be patient. I'm the one that deals with everybody. You know, so you're not getting inexperienced people trying to handle. You're getting Vince dealing with you direct, and I will get in touch with everybody by Monday, okay? Again, everybody have a happy holidays, have a safe New Year's, and we'll definitely be back in January. We're always on basically once a month at the start of the month, and we look forward to buying your car or helping you sell your car. But again, free advice. If you got bad credit, do an application with us. We'll get you the best rate. And again, thanks to Ryan, Jody, and everybody at Global News 640 for another fantastic 2021, another fantastic year. We're going to start our 14th year on the radio next year, and we look forward to assisting you in your buying or selling car situations.
Vince, I'm hanging the mistletoe above the two of us. We're going to give each other a big hug. You're running. That's probably the best decision you can make in that scenario there. Awesome. Well, give Vince a call. As he said, wefindyourcar.ca. cashforyourcar.ca. Pre-owned vehicles you want to get, vehicles you would like to get cash for, that's the process. And call Vince anytime, 905-875-4925. News is on its way next. Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.